Mississippi 50 or 60 years ago, I welcome the court recognizing that Mississippi has changed.
It's a very sad and dark moment for our democracy.
All right, two different opinions, pretty much the way things went down over the Voting Rights Act that was passed way back in 1965. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You just heard Congressman Alan Nunley, Republican from Mississippi, who says, yeah, things have changed. So, yeah, it's about time. And then Congressman John Lewis, Democrat from Georgia, who says it's very, very sad. He disapproved of what happened and is in disbelief in saying that people gave blood for the Civil Rights Act, and now it is pretty much mangled. The decision was 5-4, the court's ruling. The Supreme Court struck down a key section of the Voting Rights Act. So some say this now has plucked the strongest remedy against voting discrimination and put it on life support, and it can't be blocked states-wise. They're independent of any of the other rulings. So in a state where they're talking about voter ID and that kind of stuff, now they're free to do that. Some of the support for this bill has also come in from all corners of the country. This from Edward Blum, director of the Project of Fair Representation. He organized a challenge from Shelby County, Alabama, who said the Supreme Court today confirmed that there are no meaningful differences in minority voting opportunities between the covered and non-covered jurisdictions. The American South long ago laid down the burdens of minority disenfranchised and has integrated African Americans fully into its political life. Do you think that's true? Is this part and parcel? Okay, we're at a different time in our history. Thank goodness. We've moved beyond that. Now it's about let's get it right. Let's get the people who are American citizens the right and the continuing right to vote and not worry about the circus surrounding the others who are in some cases here illegally and are just signed up on the rolls and then go in and vote. But the problem, others will say, is the problem is you'll get discrimination from people who will still feel like they're not part of the system because they can't get to the voting places so easy. They don't have a driver's license. Then you have to go through the whole process of the voter ID. What if they're 80 years old and they can't find their birth certificate and they can't get a copy of it? So there are a million different scenarios out there. But the justice's decision now has a bridge between, which is crazy. You think of the affirmative action decision the other day, then you see what's happened here, and now we got two huge rulings that should come down during the day on Wednesday on marriage rights for gays and lesbians. So it's been a wild three-day swing of civil rights rulings, and it is an incredibly unprecedented finale, if you will, for the Supreme Court. Once the decisions are handed out, boom, they are done for the summer until the next term, which isn't until the fall. And there was a big sparring match between Chief Justice Roberts and Ruth Bader Ginsburg about the consciousness of the court and weighing the options here. It's interesting. Roberts said the 15th Amendment commands that the right to vote shall not be denied or abridged on account of race or color, and it gives Congress the power to enforce that command. The amendment is not designed to punish for the past. Its purpose is to ensure for a better future. Ginsburg, after Roberts, spoke for 10 minutes and countered that Congress's decision to renew the act and keep the coverage formula was a rational means to serve the end of achieving what was once the subject of a dream, the equal citizenship stature of all, a voice to every voter in our democracy, undiluted by race. So this is a dramatic ruling that kicks open the doors in a lot of different direction, including the door of Congress and states to move in a different way to enact things like talking about voter IDs and that kind of stuff. Because state and local governments, especially, they were blocked from restricting the right to vote. Now they can do that. It's still going to be legal challenges, I'm certain, under other areas of the Voting Rights Act. But that's time-consuming. It'll go on for a long time. And now this is going to be a quick move to adopt new measures. Some say voter suppression measures. Some say hallelujah. It frees us from the chains that bind us when it comes to making things equal out in this country. How do you feel, Mr. and Miss Voter? Do you feel as though there's been a lot of jib-jabbing going on when it comes to voting in your local areas? Do you feel that there's discrimination flat out or discrimination of a reverse sort that will be changed here? In 1965, a little quick history nugget for you, the 11 states of the what would be called the old Confederacy, stretching from Virginia to Texas, had a total of 3 black legislators. By 2009, the number is now swollen to 321, or 18% of the total. So minorities voting, black voter turnout, topped white turnout in last year's presidential election and was strongest in some of the southern states that were subjected to the oversight under the Voting Rights Act. So, you know, here you go. Looking at the at what will be challenged, you know, you have to say it's like Alabama Governor Robert Bentley, a Republican, said 27% of state legislatures in his state are black, equal to the percentage of black residents, a sign that the Voting Rights Act has fulfilled its task. He's saying, listen, for all you skeptics, this proof is in the pudding. Do you see what's happening here? Do you see how this has worked? Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama, Republican, of course, says the world has changed since then. It was a raw discrimination, raw, in 1965. That's a good way to say it. That's why the act passed. It's been pretty darn successful. So what will Congress do? Will Congress reinstitute jurisdictions? Is the sky really falling? I mean, the Supreme Court said that racial discrimination in voting is unconstitutional. The federal courts are available to block voting laws from taking effect if somebody thought they were discriminatory. So I think we're going to see a lot of challenges. I think we're going to see a lot of states that try to put forth their own version of voter IDs and whatnot. At least in a handful of states, we'll see how far it all goes. Stay with us. Much more to come. We're kicking the ball over the wall.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Du jour. We have the Supreme Court with all kinds of rulings, including this one, 5-4 decision over the Voting Rights Act, just one section maneuvering that around, opening up the doors for states to do what they want to try to do. For some, it'll be a voter ID. For others, it may be something kind of akin to that, but not exactly a voter ID. We'll see how it all plays out. There's going to be a lot of legal challenges, I'm certain. In the meantime, married same-sex couples are awaiting this epic ruling from the Supremes. I think the robes are just going to get the opinion, majority opinion, the dissenting opinion, boom, and then that's it, and then they are out of town. They just are going to scatter like rats, I'm telling you, because It is like a rippling effect, like a tsunami went through Washington, D.C. Also, we're going to talk about this hour, the NSA leaker, Edward Snowden, who's in Russia. The president of Russia, Vladimir Putin, is just sticking it to us big time. And speaking of that, we're going to talk to our British friend, Peel Back the Onion, Andrew Szabo, about exactly that. Has our leadership become a joke, so much so that the Russians just say, it's okay. They're in a transit hold area. Snowden and all of his minions are there, so we don't have to, there's no problem. We don't have to kick him back to the United States because it's really not our sovereignty. He's really sitting in a hallway that isn't where he's come across into Russia, whatever, baloney. China willing to take him in. I mean, they're just poking us in the eye all over the place. Ultimately, he probably ends up in Ecuador. So Andrew and I talk about leadership and is there a lack of leadership and how are we perceived these days as far as the rest of the world is concerned. Just a few years ago, we were pretty high still on the list. I mean, for goodness sake, look how much money the USA has burned through to help other people. In fact, I was reading something today that is pretty shocking about some of the aid that we have given to countries who hate our guts and would rather send somebody who is an innocent child or woman over toward us to blow up a bomb or detonate a bomb, and that happens with our soldiers and whatnot. But the amounts of money is staggering. I mean, staggering. I got a list today, and it will blow you away when I pardon the pun, when I run through the list, and we'll do that a little bit later on here on America Tonight. But first, let's go out to Stacy in Mississippi. Hey, Stacy, my man, what's the word?
Hey, girl, what's going on?
What do you think? Give us your 2 cents.
Well, I'm going to give you my 2 cents, and I got a lot of 2 cents. Everything you're saying, I agree with everything you say. Movie show number one, everybody else ought to listen to it. Okay. Obama, number one, is trying to destroy this country on purpose. He's trying to stop it. All this crap he's on TV with today or yesterday, was that day, trying to stop the Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah.
Okay, well, China's going to end up getting all and selling it back to us, screwing us again. Okay. And about voting, people need to, when your children get out to get their driver's license, you need to make them sign up to vote right then. But Obama is destroying this country. I used to be a Democrat, used to be past tense until Obama. And there's no way in Sam, you know what, that I would vote for one now because of Obama. He is trying to destroy this country. And if people can't see this, I told my old father, if you can't see this, you are crazy. He is destroying this country. And just like stopping the pipeline, stopping the oil drill, but we got to buy it from another country and everything, costing us more and more and more money. I mean, hey, ain't so many things. You ain't got time to hear things I want to say, because I'll go off and be saying the wrong thing. All right, let me say this. We need to find a way as Americans stick together. I'm talking about like super glue. Stick together. You ever stuck your fingers together with super glue?
Yes, once. Yeah, it's scary, right. Yeah.
Right. That's the way Americans need to stick together. We need to impeach Obama's ass and get him the hell out of here.
Yeah, the thing is, the impeachment is not an option. When I say it's not an option, I will guarantee you, for everyone who says, you know, let's impeach him, Stace, and for everybody else there that calls up and says it, I really, honestly, I will dye my hair green if he's impeached. There is no way there's going to be an impeachment vote because of frustrations over leadership or direction the country's going in. And even if there's some things to hang a hat on, there's definitely nothing that will take him down. There's nobody in Congress that's going to take down Obama unless there's some skeletons in the closet that are dancing around that we don't know about. Now, one of the things that was mentioned there, that Stacy mentioned there, he's talking about the Keystone Pipeline, and I would agree with him that this is a big disappointment, especially because environmentalists, people forget this, had signed off on it before. Remember, the president pledged in 2009 that the U.S. would cut greenhouse gas emissions by 17% of the 2005 levels by 2020. So now he's trying to make good on that, and he's reviving the call to have that happen. So one of the things that he looked at is he unveiled a new climate change strategy on Tuesday that would limit pollution from coal-fired plants, that's existing ones, and he said with no uncertainty that approval of the Keystone XL pipeline, the pipeline from Canada, depended on the project not increasing overall greenhouse gas emissions. Guarantee that effectively the Keystone, the Canada-Texas Keystone Pipeline is dead. I don't think so. I do not think so. He said that it would be better, the development of this, in our interest. It would be served if the project does not significantly worsen carbon pollution. The State Department is in the final stages of reviewing the proposal that has contributed to the political stalemate in Washington. They're looking at the Keystone Pipeline again. People who say we need this pipeline, and we've had them on the show, many of them Republicans, say that Obama is looking to compromise on key issues. But Keystone would enable U.S. energy independence. It would create jobs and it would develop important industrial infrastructure, which is what initially Stephen Chu signed off on, who is the energy secretary. He signed off on this originally and then did an about face when the president started getting hammered about things that he proposed that he would do. So environmentalists are probably going to embrace the president's climate change policies. It's interesting, a March poll from Gallup showed that half, 47% of Americans think the government is doing too little to protect the environment. 35 said the government was doing the right amount. 16 said the government was doing too much combating climate change. Heavy on the mind of this president as to what he ultimately will do. And I really think the words that he said, I think he kills the Keystone Pipeline. I never had faith that that was going to go through after the protests started. So from Canada to Texas, you know, all the push for shovel-ready jobs, there would be tons of jobs connected to this. I mean, I can't even give you a solid number because I think you have to look at the trickling effects of it in other areas, in the towns where people are and all that kind of stuff, especially when you're talking about a pipeline, how long it takes, and to have it come down from Canada, as it was supposed to do, all the way through to the state of Texas. But that's not looking very good at this point because he has the power of the veto on it. And plus, it still has to be ramrodded all the way through, although at one point that was looking pretty good. All right, we're peeling back the onion next with Andrew Szabo. Stay with us.
That 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
With Andrew Saba, the marketing chef. He's a professional speaker and a positioning and branding and messaging strategist. And boy, talk about the message getting muddled. I got to tell you, over this Edward Snowden stuff, who, by the way, right now is in Moscow at the airport, but President Vladimir Putin, who did confirm that, says, well, you know, he's not really in Russia because he's in a transit area. I have a feeling if I flew a plane and landed in the transit area, I would really be in Russia. And here's the thing. He was asked by a journalist about, you know, what was going on, that is he harboring the fugitive Edward Snowden and whatnot. And he said, you know, I would prefer not to deal with these issues. It's like giving a baby pig a haircut. There's a lot of squealing, but there's little wool. Talk about a poke in the eye to the United States. This would never have happened in the last couple of decades with Russia. So, Andrew, that's where we begin. And this has really brought out something that you and I talked off the air that's quite obvious, that the respect that normally is afforded to the office of the presidents that we've had in the past decades, is not happening with Barack Obama, especially with Russia.
Yeah, I agree, Kate. I mean, the reality is President Obama's foreign policy, it's become increasingly pathetic. Obviously, Russia, as you correctly point out, ignores us on the return of Edward Snowden. They ignore us on ending the rule when it comes to Bashar al-Assad in Syria. So there's no cooperation there. China ignored us on Snowden, you know, the let him go thing. Well, the paperwork wasn't done correctly by the Americans, apparently. So, again, they just thumb their noses at us. Obviously, China's ignored us on cyber terrorism. In fact, they looked at, obviously, Edward Snowden as probably a coup because he's going to these countries, you know, people are looking at him as a hero. If you're a hero, you stand up where you are. You only spies and fugitives go to countries like China, Russia, Cuba, and so forth. So, Taliban's ignoring us as we flee Afghanistan. Palestinian Authority ignores us going to the United Nations for statehood and then firing Salam Fayyad. So, the question is, we're in a country in decline from a diplomatic front, and it's a dangerous place to be, don't you think?
I think it is very much so, and it's interesting when you go back to the leadership and the lack of leadership, and that's what's starting to happen here because of all the other things that you also just mentioned with China and the other things that happened recently with Russia. Say what you want about Bush. That kind of stuff didn't happen with Bush, especially, remember, after 9/11, all of the allies lined up to help. You can go back to Clinton and you can go back to previous presidents. In fact, let's do that. And we're talking Democrats and Republicans, so it's not all about Republican presidents. It's about Democratic presidents, too, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, we've had a long run of presidents that, we may have had the differences in different areas, domestic policy, or even how they sometimes handle some of the foreign policy. But certainly the United States remain relevant on the world stage. And unfortunately, the signals that we're sending, so what's the message? Peel back the onion here. So when you slash defense, when you allow Iran to run the negotiation schedule, when you kowtow to the Chinese, you cut the legs out from every ally, whether it's from Poland, Czech Republic, which lost the anti-missile sites, and also to Israel, condemning its building and making, the Palestinian demands on bargaining the official policy of the United States. What message does that send? And I think basically what's being shown to the rest of the world is the characteristic of Obama's foreign policy is to prevent over. It's two things. One is a policy of appeasement, and the second thing is that whenever there are overseas crises, I think he looks at this as being a distraction from his domestic agenda. Look what he's a committed liberal, at least in principle, even today, and he's talking about climate. We haven't had a warming since Clinton's second year in office. It's been proven, and a lot of scientists are saying, that was hyped up, and with each crisis, whether it's foreign or domestic, Obama moves towards something to distract the public. So, I think ultimately we're moving into sort of this self-fulfilling prophecy where I think, Obama feels the United States is not entitled to instruct other countries on human rights in other areas, and therefore this retrenchment, that leads to inactivity, which basically we're in this irreversible paralysis.
Boy, it's true, too. And you look at the global views, and I was thinking back to a poll I can remember just 3 years ago where the view of the United States had improved a little bit, especially because the BBC did a world service poll, and they did it across 28 countries. So for the first time, the BBC, when they started tracking back in 2005, views of the United States' influence in the world were more positive than negative on average. I talked to somebody today in England, and guess what, Andrew? That has dropped considerably. They're getting ready to put out another poll, and they say we'll be very surprised where the United States ranks. So actually, the United States has dropped considerably, a bunch of points on average, because it's not being viewed as positive as before, especially when it comes to leadership, which is what we're talking here. Because I said.
Look at what happened just less than a week ago. I mean, in addition to this poll, which I won't be surprised by, because let's look at the evidence of what happened in Berlin less than a week ago. In 2008, Obama wasn't even the president yet. He was a candidate. 200,000 people show up to hear him speak. Last week, 4,000 people showed up in Berlin to hear him speak, and they were invited guests. It wasn't just the public. No, even Europe now is not interested in what Obama has to say. So, and it starts at the top. As they say, the fish stinks from the head. So Obama is viewed as the leader of the United States. He is the leader of the United States. If people are not, if the general people are not even wanting to hear, and the politicians are obviously not interested either. So, yes, we've become irrelevant, and I think it will be definitely interesting what this poll has to say.
Yeah, and what's scary about that is, of course, when you talk about trade, when you talk about positioning, I mean, the United States has always been the policeman, the country that you lean on for help when you're the weaker country. And as more of that deteriorates, I wonder what will happen when you look at China and Russia, two of the countries you mentioned, especially China, as let's face it, they're going for world domination.
Absolutely.
And they might just have a better chance now.
Right. And we have 3.5 more years of this presidency. What's going to happen in the next 3.5 years? We're on our way to becoming a second-rate power in an increasingly dangerous world where China feels they can do whatever they want and Russia feels they can do whatever they want. And the policy of appeasement, and I've said this before, has never worked. And nature abhors a vacuum. So as we step back, thinking that is this policy of retrenchment and isolationism is the right way to go, guess what? Somebody else will fill that power, and that's clearly that Russia and China are both anxious to fill that vacuum.
Yeah, and do you think the only way to turn this around would be really if the president does a 180, which it's not likely?
Right, it's not likely. Now, one could make an argument. This is exactly what Obama wants to do. So, so the question is: is this one of incompetence, or lack of interest in, or lack of understanding of geopolitics, or is this a deliberate strategy? If you read his book, The Dreams of My Father, this is exactly he believes that, and this was his father's dream, but he's adopted his father's dream that the United States should not have the power that it has. And, his father grew up in a colonialist, under the colony of Kenya, as a colony of the United Kingdom. But that was translated into the U.S. He looks at the U.S. This is kind of a neo-colonialist view of the United States, where, yes, it's not as it was kind of a land type thing as it was the British Empire. It's an economic dominance in the world. It's a political dominance. It's a military dominance in the world that the United States should not have. And that's exactly, so one could also argue, the other side of this, that this is actually a deliberate strategy. Either way, whether it's incompetence or a deliberate strategy, the end result is the United States will be, it's fast becoming a second-rate power, and certainly by the end of Obama's term in 3.5 years, it will be definitely a second-rate power.
Yeah, well put, because, is it deliberate or is it something that's happening? I would say if you follow what Obama ran on and how the first term went and the second term is going, it could be a deliberate. Andrew Szabo, peel back the onion. We'll do it again next week, my friend.
Thank you, Kate.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Tonight, hey, 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 Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Big stuff happening in D.C. Of course, the Supreme Court with some major decisions and a couple of major decisions set to come down on Wednesday, probably sometime before noon. But the thing everybody's talking about at this point, besides affirmative action, is the Supreme Court rules on voting rights on the law going back to 1965. Think about how long that had been in play, and now think about the repercussions for individual states, what they're able to do. So, as in everything, it's interpretation. What states are in play? What things are being proposed? Can't we please just have clean elections? I say this all the time. Here's my disclaimer. I'm not naive. Nothing is 100%. But can't we shoot for like 98.9%? Okay, call me an optimist. Let's shoot for 85%. How about that? 85% clean election. Nobody's saying they didn't get to vote and they're an American citizen. Or people are voting who should not be voting, but somebody hands them a sheet of paper, they sign it, and then before you know it, they've gone to the polling places and their vote is counting once, twice, three times. We just can't seem to nail this down and get it right. All right, we've nailed this down. A lot of you have opinions and you really seem to let them fly when it comes to hitting me up through the mailbag. So let's head to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you. This one from Duncan, who says, Ms. Delaney, I've been listening to the show for several years. Got to say, the Supreme Court must be on dope. Are they on dope? What are they doing? I don't understand some of the things that they have ruled on recently. And, of course, they save the bombshells for the end. But that's history. That always happens. So now the Voting Rights Act. I got to tell you, I'm an independent, and I think there's way too much discrimination when it comes to voting rights. And I think this is on both sides. I used to think I liked the voter ID card, but I think it's just a way to control people who should be able to vote from not voting. There has to be an easier way to get this done, don't you think? Yeah, of course I think that, but I don't know the voter ID cards, there's lots of different ways to look at it. A lot of people don't like the idea of a biometric card. They don't like the idea of a voter ID card. More identification, more ways to be tracked, especially after this NSA dump, the Edward Snowden leaks, and what we learned out about information being spied on. So kind of the theory of, you got our Social Security number, you know who we are, can't we just do it that way? Aren't we voting? Boom, aren't we on the rolls? That kind of thing. But then it gets messy because there's people who don't drive, there's people who are stuck in situations where they can't get to vote unless they're taken to vote, and there's some sinister people who prey upon older people, who prey upon poor black folks, who prey upon the naivety of people who really should have the right to vote. And then, of course, there's others who decide, let's stack the deck. 11 million illegal people in this country. How many of them do you think voted in our last elections? How many found a way to vote and were sent in that direction? Like I said, if we could just shoot for somewhere in the 80s, wouldn't it be nice? So it's no doubt we've got people on both sides of this, and we do in the mailbag, too. So let's take another one. This one from Justin, who says, thumbs up with the Supreme Court decision. It makes me very unpopular in my home city of Jackson, Mississippi. But I think it's a smart thing that has to happen, because if you ask me, people who I know who were running the polling booth say that there were a lot of shenanigans that they tried to get through in having people vote who couldn't speak English, who definitely wouldn't have been in the United States legally, but somehow went and had a registration card that they could vote. How did they get the registration card? I don't understand. Yeah, it's interesting, Mississippi, too, that you're talking about it there. I guess and saying Jackson, I'm surprised by that, but, you know, whatever the specifics are there. Really, this hits the South, and that's what everybody's pretty much saying. In 1965, I mentioned this before, 11 states that were from Virginia to Texas had, you know, just a handful of even black legislators, and that grew phenomenally to 321, or 18%. Now, that was the whole idea of what kicked in the 60s, because there was outrageous discrimination problems. You know, there wasn't a fair shake, come on, in a lot of these places. So that's why it was enacted that way. There was that big push, and there were plenty of Republicans, by the way, who wanted it to happen, and Democrats. So that's what we're talking about in the 60s. Things have changed, but so what, and what does that mean now? What is it for the future? All right, a couple of quick others that hit up the Supreme Court decision. Red says, voter suppression equals an unhappy nation equals people not wanting to vote. Big problem. Short, sweet, and to the point, voter suppression isn't good no matter how you break this down. And there are people who say that the next wave of voter suppression measures statewide in some, you know, in some of these states will kick in, because there'll be things that will be required of people who are voting that some will not have, and they will not go and vote. They won't go and vote, so their votes won't be counted. All right, and here's another one from Tracy, who says, I was very surprised about the Supreme Court ruling. I have to say 5-4, and I figured it would maybe go in the opposite direction, but I read several times what Chief Justice John Roberts had to say, and I think I agree with him, because the law had its time, it was useful, it was amazing, and did what it needed to do, but now it doesn't make any sense, and too many people are trying to stuff the ballot box with fake votes, and that's just not right. Okay, so let's move on to something else. This comes to us from Jacob in Illinois. Ed Snowden rocks, Kate. Man, you got to defend him. He is the man. Talk about a supreme whistleblower. I think he should get a pass, he should get a pardon, and he should get a parade right down the canyon in New York City. I fear that instead somebody will try to pick him off. Maybe Ron Paul was right. Yeah, it was Ron Paul, the former congressman from Texas, who said, yeah, I'm worried he's going to get assassinated. I don't worry about that. I think what will happen is he goes to Ecuador and they grant him the asylum and he stays there and there's the continuing cat and mouse game that gets played. And does he ever come back to the United States? Probably not. If he comes back to the United States, then he is going to face time and they'll push that to the wall. And I can't imagine that he would wiggle out of the espionage charge. All right, here's another quick one, too. Keith says, boy, fascinating to see what's happening in the George Zimmerman trial. Kate, how long do you think this thing goes? Are we going to see something reminiscent of the last time we had a big case in Sanford, Florida? And I would say when it comes to Zimmerman, it depends on how many witnesses you're talking about, talking about calling and whatnot. Casey Anthony, different story, accused and charged with killing her 2-year-old daughter. Of course, nobody is going to answer for that crime now, but this crime equally as titillating to people because it's the stand your ground law, gun rights, all that stuff is being challenged. George Zimmerman, by the way, serious stuff. He faces life in prison if convicted of the second degree murder of Trayvon Martin. Keep them coming, keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a 3-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel. Speaking about natural, healthy living, the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.